Hey everybody, you've just missed the IT Stuff theme tune. Fair warning to you all, you're about to experience half an hour of technology talk from technology people. So here with me today, there's Dick.
Hello.
And Stefan.
Hi.
And Chris.
Hello.
And she, multitasking over there on the mixing desk.
Hello.
And I'm Angelina Jolly, and I live next door. So, coming up, we've got the usual features. We've got Anniversary Corner, World of Stuff, local events. Let's get stuck into the news, if you like.
Mm. Is there any news? I thought we abolished it.
Yeah, summer. What's the point of having it? So, you know, like, we thought you'd all like an easy time.
Mm-hmm.
So we abolished it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, that's possibly why in the gaming world there's been a bit of a shock for the people who made a No Man's Sky parody. It was snappily entitled, what was it, Dick?
No Mario Sky.
Yep, that's the one. You can guess what that was. It was a sort of mashup thing, wasn't it?
It was a Mario No Man's Sky mashup thing.
Yeah. Snappy title, probably better than No Man's Sky from what everybody's been saying.
Quite possibly.
Yeah,
if you like Mario.
Yeah. Everybody likes Mario.
Yeah.
Well, apart from all those nasty monsters in anyway. Guess what happened? Because it was getting quite popular, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, that's how... let's go over the number of people that could send them a nasty gram.
Ooh.
There's the
Sky.
Sky
could get them. I'm surprised they didn't get them.
Yeah, because Sky threatened No Man's Sky, didn't they?
I'd expect Sky to go for them. Was it Sky?
Yeah, wasn't Sky. No.
Is it Nintendo?
It was Nintendo. Well done. Yeah, it was the Nintendo people objected to the use of Mario.
Okay.
So it's been renamed now. It's called DMCA Sky now.
I'm pretty sure if they didn't, didn't get so popular, Nintendo wouldn't give a damn.
Yeah, exactly.
It would take them longer to find it.
I suppose. No, they just wouldn't care if it's not so popular.
They would never find it at all. It would take them so long.
Okay.
But you see, that's it though. You know, these people, they really don't understand that it's a genuine fan... what's the word I want?
A fan fiction thing.
Not like fanfic. No.
Homage.
It's not like fanfic. No.
I hope
that's
it's
later.
Not fanfic.
That's later in the show.
Oh dear.
So there we go. Bubble of the month. Pokemon Go. I don't know. You out there, you're so fickle, aren't you? You're all bored with it already, aren't you?
Well, they caught everything.
Well, they must have.
Yeah. There's no Pokemon in the wild anymore. It's just millions of people have been wandering the country, and they've caught them all. That's what happens.
Safely gathered in.
Overhunting. That's the story.
Overhunting. Oh. It's just like cod in the North Sea.
It's extinct.
Yep.
Mm. They'll probably be having to throw back Pokemon when they're over quota.
Yep.
You just need a Pokemon farm. Not quite as tasty.
I don't think, you know, getting your Pokemon from Sainsbury's is as much fun as getting them from the wild, though, is it?
But how do you encourage Pokemon to breed?
Digital copies?
You catch them both in the same Pokeball. Then they've got no choice.
It's like that programme on Channel 4, isn't it, where they go in a box?
Yeah.
There you go. This is what you see. If only they do this, Pokemon's figures wouldn't have gone down like 80%, which is apparently what it was like last week.
Oh, well, that's just how it is, isn't it? The internet, you get really, you know, it gets viral and then it just dies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not interested in what was going on last week.
There was last week.
Well, there was, but it didn't work out too well because there was some plonker in New York playing Pokemon Go live on Twitch TV, broadcasting it to the appreciative audience on Twitch TV. Mm. This was from Central Park in New York at night.
Mm.
And he had a homemade selfie camera. And iPad broadcasting rig, And he was in Central Park at night, and guess what happened live on Twitch TV?
Met everyone from Friends.
Only if they were a mugger attacking him from behind with a weird headlight camera on the top of his head.
Oh.
Strangely enough, yeah, and all that happened live on Twitch TV. Mm. Best thing on Twitch TV in a long time.
Better than Twitch Plays Chess.
Better than Twitch Plays AI thing, strange thing. It was Twitch Plays Pokemon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it better than
Twitch? They're probably still going.
But 43-year-old, this guy, you'd think he'd know better, wouldn't you?
Well,
but he got good ratings. You can't buy good ratings.
He got good ratings for a while, but not on Twitch anymore, because guess what? They suspended his Twitch TV because him being mugged was non-gaming content.
But wasn't the playing Pokemon part of the mugging?
Well, yeah, but most of the thing people wanted to see was the actual mugging and then him running away. It was weird. You got the mugger going away in sort of video.
Right.
Okay.
And people typing in the text, "I've got a good look at your face, I'm reporting this to the police." And on the audio was the sound of the 43-year-old guy that had got mugged running away, like sort of panting and you know, really in a rather a poor state. For all this, he got banned from Twitch.
There's a moral in that story.
What?
I don't know what it is. I'm just saying there's a moral in that story.
Did he download it and put it up on YouTube?
It's still available on YouTube, thankfully.
Cool.
So we can all enjoy that as many times as we like. Check out the names of the people that are texting and threatening the mugger with the police as well. "I've got a really good screenshot of your face."
The future of mugging.
It is.
It is.
Or policing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess that brings us on to our message of the month, which is that those big unaccountable companies are really not your friend. Facebook showed us that last week. There was this bloke in Utah. He nearly got killed when his car got rear-ended. So what happened when he posted the pictures onto Facebook? The Facebook Moments automatic video memento slideshow creator got hold of it and turned it into a automatically generated happy video.
So did it do this straight away, or did it like wait a year to remind him?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Literally within hours, obviously. My lovely day in Orem, Utah.
Oh my gosh.
It even added these sparkly scribble effects over the incident response vehicle and everything to jazz up the video. Let's take a moment to listen to the happy music. Not bad music to have a fatal accident too, is it?
I think that goes with every car crash.
I feel happier now.
Yeah, and it's not all bad, because his near-fatal accident has now got 1.6 million views on YouTube.
Okay. Yes.
Did he monetize it or something?
I hope so. For that sort of money, you know, it's better than the compo he's going to get from this swine that rear-ended him.
At least he could pay a fraction of the bill of the hospital.
Being America,
Exactly, yeah. Mm.
Although, to be fair, 1.6 million views would get you very little money on YouTube.
£2.50.
Yeah.
£2.50?
Oh, yeah. Seriously? Making it up, but...
Yeah, very, very little money.
Have we got the monetizing turned on the IT stuff videos?
No, I don't know.
No, do we?
No. Oh, well, never mind.
It's a Google behind a decimal dot.
The price. Oh, well, okay. Another bad do as well. If you've got an HP printer and you use cheapo cartridges, HP sent out, they were sneaky, they sent out the update early this year, but it had a deliberate time bomb in it. All around the world, office jet printers suddenly stopped working on the 13th of this month. And the printers were complaining that they didn't have real HP cartridges in them.
Mm.
All around the world, suddenly, 13th September, kaboom.
Was it the Friday?
Yes. Friday the 13th? Yeah, every day is Friday the 13th if you have to pay for real HP cartridges. It's one of the
theft. I can't wait until this starts happening with 3D printers. That's going to be great.
A few years back, I remember in companies we were, you know, making our own devices to feed the cartridges.
Oh, yeah.
You did that as well?
Yeah. My cousin had all these like syringes and big bottles,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, the bottles too, yeah. I remember the techie guy with multicolored hands and.
Yeah. It's just like being at school, isn't it? Only no glitter. No.
Oh, I see. A glitter fan.
Well,
blocks up the nozzles.
Isn't everybody?
It blocks up the nozzles.
Right? Yeah. So if they do it for cartridges, do they, for inkjet cartridges, they do it as well on laser printers?
Yeah, I don't know whether these office jets, I would assume they're inkjets, so I don't know whether they're doing the laser printers yet or not.
All I'm aware is that laser printers, they have kind of hidden mechanism to recognize which printer is printing what.
They do have cheap non-official ones, the ones that we have at home, laser prints.
Yeah, you got to get the right laser printer so you can put some cheap non-official laser printer equipment in it.
What about the refill refill of those cartridges? Is it counting for the particular device, the particular cartridge?
It does the same stuff.
Oh, well, that's not the worst breach of trust, though, from this month. I think the worst breach of trust this month is the news that Adblock Plus, they've just launched a new marketplace platform. So advertisers, get this, can bid for the privilege of advertising to Adblock Plus users.
Oh, we didn't see that coming.
No, quite rotten in it.
You should be using Adblock Plus Plus.
Yeah, uBlock Origin.
Plus,
right.
You see?
Ad nauseum.
Yeah, uBlock Origin. That's what the smart kids use these days until they turn evil as well.
I see. Ad nauseum clicks the adverts for you.
Ooh.
So you've got no idea what it's tracking because it clicks everything.
Oh, that's nice.
That's interesting.
Not sure I like that.
It creates some interesting results.
But it costs them money every time you click on the adverts.
That's
so,
the best
know.
Bit, yeah.
Okay, and last but not least, well, I suppose it is the least because it's got no useful information at all as this bit. If you're listening in Russia, does BCB get that far?
I'm not sure. I'm sure the internet.
They smuggle, you know, sort of illicit copies across the border to get it into Russia.
Awesome, right? Yeah, well, they'll have the time to listen to IT stuff in Russia now because... Pornhub has been banned in Russia, so they'll be a loose end, won't they?
Yeah,
it was banned for, quotes, the illegal production, dissemination and advertisement of pornographical materials and objects. Got that? It's illegal because it's illegal.
At least they didn't do it over the No Man's Sky video.
Yeah, because that's the most useful thing on Pornhub, isn't it? It's the stuff that gets banned from YouTube winds up on Pornhub, even if it's not porn.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the internet gained 10% bandwidth overnight.
Well, in Russia anyway, yeah. Somebody complained, and the official reply from Rutskomando, or whatever it is, as an alternative, you could try and meet someone in real life.
Wow.
They do that over the internet as well. I get lots of those requests. We'd like to meet you.
Funnily enough, from Russia.
From Russia, yeah. So they're up to that all the time.
Yes.
Oh, well. Yep, very friendly.
Yep. Yeah, very, very.
Mostly in the spam folders, I get them.
We give people such useful advice on this show, don't we? You know? The best bit about it was when Pornhub actually asked the ministry on Twitter, if we give you guys a Pornhub premium account, will you unban Pornhub in Russia? So if anything pops up by the end of the show, we'll let you know. So there you go, you're listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Welcome to the second half of our little show. I guess it's time for Anniversary Corner, She's World of Stuff and Local Events. You think we're in a bit of a rut? If you listeners think we're in a bit of a rut, you can dish out some abuse to us if you like. We're on the Twitters, at ITStuffRadio. But, well, you know, when nothing happens all month, because we banned things happening, then, you know, we're stuck. It's not easy, isn't this? Specifically, last month it went a bit pear-shaped on Anniversary Corner. We mentioned it was the 25th anniversary of public availability of the World Wide Web. Well, Tim Berners-Lee saw all that publicity just like we did, and he got a bit grumpy about that. He reckons that that Internauts Day thing that we thought was a bit smelly.
I don't think Internauts are real.
No. Exactly. Aww. It's and neither does Tim Berners-Lee either. He got grumpy. He reckons it's just a made-up thing and nothing particularly to do with him.
It's just to sell greeting cards. That's all it is. Happy Internauts Day. I got a couple. Did you get
so
a couple?
Hallmark is behind all this.
Yeah. I never get anything for Happy Sysadmin Day.
Really?
Not your cake.
Well, I forgot. Otherwise, I'd have reminded people. Never mind. We won't be doing that one next year. Sorry, folks. On the other hand, there is a definitely 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
Security clearance is required to access files.
So we've all got communicators now, haven't we? Like, for example, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. What could possibly go wrong with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7?
Microphone to auto destruct.
It's got a nasty habit of going up in flames, in case you hadn't heard. It's the battery, as usual. In one case in Florida, the phone actually managed to incinerate a whole Jeep Cherokee thing, and so, like the guy put the pictures on Facebook, he didn't get the video.
Probably the phone was in the car.
Oh, yeah, right. There. Now I understand. Yeah, see, this is a mistake you get. So don't panic. Galaxy Note 7s were not on sale in Britain. But if you got one by the back door, they're all on recall. So there you go. So now I guess we're overdue for She's World of Stuff.
Well, welcome to She's World of Stuff. I suppose we've got a lot of bunch of stuff here to talk about. So basically, it's a group full of stuff, I think I can call it that. At first news, we have the Oculus Rift, which we'd mentioned before, which is a VR machine, if you don't know about. The magic hat you put on your head, I suppose. You wear it, and then suddenly you're transported to a wonderful world. It's now gone full retail, so you can go in one of them old-fashioned shops and, like, just get one.
I would like to browse your magic hats, please.
As long as you have 549 quid, which is, you know, well, I don't know.
Yeah, that price, should you? I will take that as a no, then, shall we?
That's really expensive. I don't know who's
able to.
You
still have to add more to that as well.
Yeah, I know.
The controller thing.
The controllers is another 200 quid.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
And what does this controller do for £200?
It lets you touch things in virtual reality.
Yeah, it lets you track and touch things. Because otherwise, it's not VR, is it? If you don't have hands in the VR world. No. Just your head.
Can you actually feel the objects? Or?
Sadly, no.
No.
It's all virtual.
Sorry.
Well, yeah. So keeping up with that Pornhub ban, as far as I can tell, it's still banned.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were thinking of feeling anything, no point.
I'm sure that's haptic feedback, is that?
It can sort of wobble a bit, but it's not like you're...
That's enough? Is that enough for you? Just a bit of wobbling?
200? No.
No, yeah. 200 quid. I'm not sure if that's 200 quid or $200, but it's still...
It's £180.
Okay, so it's not cheap. That's just not cheap.
I think
cheap.
There's a big battle at the moment with the VR devices, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is going to gain most traction? We don't know yet.
Don't know, but the PlayStation VR is... A lot cheaper. Was that 200 quid for the actual VR?
And that's starting to be a bit more affordable.
A little bit, but still very pricey. So if you're wanting VR stuff, well, you gotta save up for it, I suppose. Yeah.
Or ask Santa.
Our center.
It's a VR Christmas.
It is true.
All the VRs are going to be available for Christmas.
You'll get a VR gift for Christmas.
Does Santa have a red magic hat?
Yes.
That's how he delivers his presents now. He's in VR.
Oh, yeah, they'll come on a red and white VR drone, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You'll get drones down your chimney.
On the plus side, you don't have to put out the cookies and milk.
Oh, that's true. The battery in the drone would probably go up, wouldn't it? Kaboom.
Oh. Right, so that's VR news. New gadgets, the ESP32 is coming. I think this one, Chris, you...
Well, it's very technical.
Yeah, it's very technical, so you need to talk
about
it more.
Sounds like a sports channel.
It does, doesn't it? ESPN. Okay, it's a successor to the famous ESP8266.
Which everyone knows about, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about that.
Sounds so familiar.
Yeah.
Well, on Hacker Day, everybody knows about it.
Apparently, yeah. Hack Day, you mean like the website that tells you all the interesting hacky stuff
that
you can find.
The one with that big skull and crossbones logo, one.
I think if you go to hackday.io, you can find all sorts of weird stuff from around the world that people are doing and hacking, so that'll be interesting. So basically, this is like a Arduino, but a lot smarter.
It's like a sort of an Arduino that's a bit more Wi-Fi. It's sort of going to be used in pretty much anyone's project for Internet of Things, I think.
So an Arduino on steroids.
Pretty much.
Yeah, kind of. So it's anyone who wants to build like an Internet of Thing device and have like a little tiny thing that talks to the internet somehow.
Is it a good? What type of size is it?
It's quite small. It's the size of a chip.
Yeah, it's an actual.
Just a chip. Okay. Like. Oh, okay. An IC, basically.
Yeah, it's an IC plus a bit of circuit board, but it's mostly this.
Okay.
I think they found the secret of marketing it, haven't they? That they released almost no documentation with it. They just took it on the reputation of the 8266 and let it out there in limited quantities and let other people work out how it works.
I know. I mean, even on the website, it just says buy a sample, and if you click on the link, it goes to a Chinese site with no samples of it. Mm-hmm. So you can buy the old stuff, but not the actual.
They really understand marketing these days, don't they?
And they know how to market to geeks. Making a mystery.
Well, it worked with us anyway, didn't
exclusive,
it?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was $7 until the first batch sold out. So that was
now
very popular.
$70 on eBay?
That puts the second batch at $70, I was going to say.
On eBay?
On eBay.
Now, don't have to wait for the second batch.
Oh, wow, cool. Right. And then there's exciting news from Apple. The iPhone 7, if no one's heard of that. Has anyone heard of that?
Yeah. I watched some sort of the keynote, a very small amount of it.
Oh.
Yeah, I got bored. It's not as fun as when Steve Jobs did it.
Yeah, I heard it's like a perfectly square box. Well, it's not actually perfectly square, but it looks perfectly square, but it's actually not perfectly square. It's a box, right?
Is it? No rounded corners?
No rounded corners.
No rounded corners?
Yeah, they spent at least a few minutes saying that there was no jack on it.
What?
haven't
you seen it? The earphones are like, it's like having two droopy cigarettes coming out of your ears.
Oh no, everyone's going to look like those people with their Bluetooth headphones.
You get a rubbish little box to hold the earphone things in.
Oh wow.
Do you have to recharge them and everything?
Oh, exactly.
If it's wireless, you need to recharge
wireless,
it.
Wireless, yeah.
Are you going to lose them?
No, someone actually sells the now cord to hold your wireless cord.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's $20, I think.
Is it a rubber band?
It's more or less a rubber band.
Oh my god.
Is it like some factory somewhere and they take mittens and they chop the mittens off and then they ship you the string?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, more Apple news. Apple has patented a paper bag. Yes, the paper carrier bags you get from Apple stores are now patented because they are made in a very clever way, or something. It's got a handle formed entirely of paper fiber yarn knitted in an 8-stitch circular knit pattern. If you're really interested, check out the diagrams online. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Or get the license.
Oh my god.
Where do you get knockoff paper bags?
Well,
Primark.
Yeah. I think they're basically just the same bags as you get in. I know, it's crazy. Everybody's been laughing their socks over this, apart from the Apple fanboys, who have no sense of humour at all.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are the paper bags IoT connected?
No.
Are they made of paper?
The chips are so small.
They're made of recycled paper.
Oh. Well, they have to be.
60% recycled.
Does the paper come from California?
No, it's designing
from all the trees they cut down.
Designing California.
Crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
So there you go. Thanks, everybody. Time, I suppose, to move on to local events. The big one is going to be the Yorkshire Games Festival, which will be running at the National Media Museum and the University, November 9th to 13th. There's going to be some big names there, like Brenda Romero and John Romero from Doom and Wolfenstein 3D and Quake. A big Pokemon event. They missed the bus there, haven't they? Let's schedule Pokemon. Oh, no, it's not popular anymore. You can meet Pikachu anyway.
I want to meet Pikachu. And then cram him into a ball.
Yeah, somebody should. And there's going to be an overnight games jam to see who can hack together the best game of the weekend. You were saying that's all a bit up in the air and not yet sorted out properly.
Well, we're kind of involved in something that may or may not be a games jam and may or may not be related to this, so I don't know if we're involved in the one they're talking about or if this is a completely separate one.
I think there's a couple of games jam happening all at once. So there's I think it's called games jams.
Yeah, multiple jams.
Multiple jams. Yeah, like raspberry, strawberry. Mm-hmm.
Banana.
Yeah. Banana jam, coconut jam.
Oh, coconut jam.
What?
You just know.
you can't get that in.
You get it in Tesco's, mate.
Coconut jam, is this like that Juiciest gave me the other day?
No, what did I give you the other day?
Pomegranate.
No, you see, pomegranate and coconut are different fruits.
Yes, but it was dodgy.
Oh my. Well, on that bombshell. That's about all Team Stuff has got this time. A bit of housekeeping, as well as listening to these shows, you can stalk us on the Twitters at IT Stuff Radio. There's a superb website at itstuff.org.uk, and from there you can find our YouTube channel, because it's a bit hard to find our YouTube.
It's impossible.
Yeah, because we're not popular enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you search for IT stuff, you get all sorts of like stuff that isn't us. We're it's way down.
We should have picked a better name.
Yeah, sorry. A bit late now. But the stats of all shows, some of them turned out quite all right, actually. So coming up on BCB Radio, stay tuned for the breakfast show. All right, that's not till tomorrow morning, but, you know, stay tuned anyway, yeah? Yeah, right, good. To end the show, we'll leave you with a spot of music. From the soundtrack of Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door, here's Tom Jones. Ta-ra!